A snow-capped mountain range at dusk. Swirling stars settle in a circle around a tall central peak. Paramount, a Viacom company. Before a rippling sea, a silhouette of a man looking through a telescope. Spyglass Entertainment. On a beach, a man with long brown hair and a curled-up moustache talks into a voiceover machine.
When I was a child in India, growing up in the tiny village of Haran Makista, I found a voiceover machine, which I still use to this day.
Oh, hi.
I decided to use the Morgan Freeman setting.
I am His Holiness the Guru Pitka. In my book, If You're Happy and You Know It, Think Again, I speak of intimacy, or into me, I see. Intimacy is like putting your wiener on the table and having someone say,
that looks like a penis, only smaller.
Only smaller. Oh. Though I was raised here in India, I was born in America, which is where our journey begins. It's the story of a hockey player named Darren Roanoke, my most resistant student, who became my greatest teacher. Or some such bullshit. I don't know. Gotta go.
With a click of his fingers, he disappears in a flash of light. A television program, Hockey Night.
Hi, I'm Trent Luters.
And I'm Jay Kell. Tonight is all about champions. But before we get going, I'd like to start by thanking my own personal champions, the fans who supported me with their cards and letters during my recent addiction to peyote buttons and Frangelico. I've already apologized to my friends, my family, and my God. And now I'd like to apologize to Dame Judi Dench for my vicious and brutal attack. I'm sorry, Judy, you did not deserve that, and I hope the staples come out soon. Over to you, Trent.
Thanks, Jay. Tonight, the Toronto Maple Leafs' Darren Roanoke is the subject of our player profile.
Hockey has its legends. Now, the new one, Darren Roanoke. Known as the Tiger Woods of hockey, Roanoke brought the sport to a whole new audience.
Hey, yo, check him, son. Key check this.
A role model turned bad boy. He was in a perfect marriage. But before the playoffs, he stunned the world by separating from his wife, Prudence. From role model to dating models. Roanoke found out his wife, Prudence, was dating the LA Kings' legendary French-Canadian goalie, Jacques Lecoq Grande. He earned his nickname, Lecoq, for reasons that cannot be stated on this program.
This interview is over.
In the locker room, Lecoq drops his towel from around his waist in front of reporters.
That's when Roanoke fell apart.
Roanoke is hit hard! Open net! He misses!
Damn, damn, damn!
Ah! But the question on everyone's mind is, can the Leafs win without Roanoke?
Well, can we win the cup without Roanoke?
Not a chance, boss. As long as Jacques Lecoq Grande is banging Darren's wife, Darren's toast.
My father once told me the Yankees hired a guru to turn their team around. I have our guru. If he can fix Darren, we win the cup. They call him the Love Guru.
She drops Guru Pitka's book entitled Does It Hurt When You Do That? Don't Do That on a table in front of Coach Punch Cherkov, a dwarf. An aerial view over the Hollywood Hills on a bright summer's day. Paramount Pictures and Spyglass Entertainment present a No Money Fun Films, Michael DeLuca production. Inside the Guru Pitka ashram, Pitka smiles happily to himself as he sits cross-legged on a cushion playing a sitar, an Indian musical instrument. He is dressed from head to toe in a mustard-coloured outfit and has drama tattooed on his fingers of his left hand. Mike Myers, the Love Guru.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition. Yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
Also starring Jessica Alba, Justin Timberlake, Romany Malco, Megan Good, Vern Troyer, and Ben Kingsley.
9 to 5,
but a way to make a living daily.
Inside the ashram, pretty Indian girls dressed in skimpy white tops and miniskirts dance on steps framed by archways within a large hall. Pitka sings whilst riding on an elephant through the hall. On the elephant's bottom reads a sign, cash, gas or ass, no one rides for free. Omid Jawali, Thelma Hopkins, John Oliver.
Step on the boss man's ladder, but you've got dreams, he'll never take a ring.
Casting by Kathleen Chopin. Music by George S. Clinton. Music supervisor John Houlihan. Visual effects supervisor David D. Johnson. Costume designer Karen Patch. Edited by Lee Haxel, Gregory Perler and Billy Weber. Production designer Charles Wood. Director of photography Peter Deming ASC. Executive producers Gary Barber, Roger Birnbaum. Executive producer Donald J. Lee Jr. Produced by Michael DeLuca and Mike Myers. Written by Mike Myers and Graham Gordy. Directed by Marco Schnabel. A montage of shots. An ostrich reverses up to a table where Pitka sits and lays an egg for him. Pictures of Pitka with the Beatles, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. His assistant helps him brush his teeth whilst talking on his mobile. He then flosses his teeth and between his buttocks. Doing yoga, he bends his body into a variety of unusual positions. Magazine shots of female celebrities stepping out of cars revealing their lack of underwear is mirror imaged with a censored shot of Pitka without pants. Outside in the gardens of the ashram, the scantily dressed ladies dance whilst tending to the gardens. Inside, Pitka rides cross-legged on his motorized cushion.
Oh, Mrishka Hargate, Speedy. Yeah. Radham Cowboy.
Mrishka Hargate, Your Holiness.
Oh, Rajneesh.
Mrishka Hargate.
Your manager, Richard Pants, is here?
Dick Pants. Send him in.
Mrishka Hargate, Your Holiness. Have you seen today's paper?
Oh, don't tell me it's another article about Deepak Chopra being number one and me being number two.
Not in as many words.
Quaking pudding, I can't take this. Not again. What? Why? Why?
Babu, to be the world's second most popular Neo-Eastern self-help spiritualist is no small thing.
Thank you, Rajneesh. You are my compass. Give me a pound. Lock it down. Break the pickle. Tickle, tickle.
You.
You.
Well, no, you.
You.
Moi.
Oui.
Vous.
No, 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 you.
Okay. You.
Oh, you.
Stop it.
Who's the gift basket from, Dick?
Brad and Angelina. It says, thank you for the gift of true intimacy. But we've decided to work with Deepak instead.
What does Deepak Chopra have that I don't have?
He's been on Oprah.
Oprah!
And Oprah loves a great story. Now, take a look at this. The Toronto Maple Leafs will pay you $2 million if you can get Darren Roanoke back with his wife in time to win the Stanley Cup.
$2 million?
That's a lot of cheese.
But wait. It gets better. I spoke to Oprah's producers, and if you can restore Darren Roanoke's marriage, they guarantee that you will be on her show.
Let me get this straight. If I fix their marriage, I get on Oprah. And if I get on Oprah, I'm the next Deepak Chopra. Chopra!
India, 30 years ago.
Deepak Chopra, Morris Pitka. Please enter the ashram of the Guru Taganmaipuda.
The young Chopra and Pitka visit Guru Tagimapuda on a temple ruin.
Who? Guru Tagimapuda, you are so good with nunchucks, yet you are blind.
I am not blind. I am just severely cross-eyed. I know. It is weird. Be seated.
Tagimapuda pours a drink out of a silver teapot through his nose and into cups.
Deepak, here you go.
Pitka takes some nasal hair out of his cup.
Maurice, you're not of Indian blood. Speak of your parents.
They are both dead. They were missionaries.
And what did they do before then?
They were dog stylists.
So, let me get this straight. They were into doggy style before the missionary position.
It's hilarious. My parents are dead. Thanks.
Deepak, why do you want to join the Thuggin Maipuda ashram?
To seek my true self.
All right, kiss ass.
Maurice, why do you want to join?
I want to become a guru so girls will like me. Then I will like myself.
Deepak, you will enjoy love in all forms. Maurice,
you must wear this chastity belt.
Chastity belt? That sucks.
Once you have learned that self-love is more important than being loved by others, you may remove the belt.
Master, if I am not allowed to be with a woman, may I still...
You will go cross-eyed. Guaranteed.
Present time at the Guru Pitka Ashram in Los Angeles. Pitka is on stage in front of an audience sitting cross-legged on the floor.
Namaskar day.
I am His Holiness, the Guru Pitka. Welcome to my ashram, the Ecumenical Intuitive Enlightenment Initiative Organization, or EIEIO. Guru Pitka had a farm,
E-I-E-I-O.
And on that farm, he did no harm,
E-I-E-I-O.
Okay.
If I sit like this any longer, I'm going to pop my dink bag. Shh.
Listen up. I am a guru.
Let's look at the word guru, okay?
My goal is to get you to say, G, you are you. TM. And the you of guru is intimacy, or into me I see. Without intimacy, you feel nowhere. Tonight, I want you to go from nowhere to now here. Oh. Yeah. It's like in the electric company, you know?
Now, here, nowhere.
My laws of intimacy are kind of like my Bible. And let's look at the word Bible, shall we? The Bible is basic instructions before leaving Earth. TM. Put that shit on a T-shirt.
Show the T-shirt.
Now, I myself have a guru, Guru Thuggin Maipuda. And my guru, Guru Thuggin Maipuda, had a guru, Guru Cheddar from Under. And Guru Cheddar from Under had a guru, Guru Hatha Smalvina. Guru Hatha Smalvina had two main periods of his Gita, or words of wisdom. The first period came before he got syphilis.
Yeah.
Some pre-syphilitic words of wisdom include, to know something is good, to do something is God. Then after he got syphilis, he would say things like, eating ain't cheating. Did it smell that bad when you ate it? Liquor up front, poker in back. But his point was this. If you can't love yourself, you can't love another. And that's the end of that one.
Yeah.
Some announcements. On Friday, please join us for our first annual Gamblers Anonymous Monte Carlo night. Yeah, just for funsies, you know. Bring your singles. Yeah. All right, good night, everyone. Yes!
Servants open the doors to a VIP room for an exuberant Pitka. He approaches his guests in a flamboyant manner.
Great show, Guru Pitka.
Hey, any bears in the cave?
Any bear? Oh, yeah. Bear cub, left cave.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
That right there.
Yeah, right. That little booger gave me a nose whistle during the whole show.
Rajneesh checks to see if he has any of his bogies in his nasal passages.
Now I'm ready to receive.
Mariska Hargitay, Your Holiness.
Mariska Hargitay, Jessica Simpson.
He kisses a bunch of yellow flowers and hands them to Jessica, then places his healing hands on her head.
Did you get into the VIP room okay?
Mariska Hargitay, Your Holiness.
Mariska Hargitay, Val Kilmer. Why do you hurt me? I know why.
Mariska Hargitay, Guru Pitka.
Mariska Hargitay. Mariska Hargitay.
I so enjoyed your sutra, especially the part about not being a victim.
Well, thank you. Because you are such a generous benefactor, we are establishing the Mariska Hargitay Special Victims Unit.
Pitka presses a button on the model of the victim unit.
The whole nine yards!
Thank you, Your Holiness.
You have gone from nowhere to now here. I'm beautiful and I have a secret. Oh, yes.
Guru Pitka, this is Jane Bullard, owner of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Pitka is mesmerized by her beauty. He grows a third eye on his forehead and imagines her dancing some rocks by the sea. Subtitles for the song. I am in repose awaiting your love desire. Pitka, a goat herder, sings in response. Surely you're a goddess of love who fills my heart with a gubrious recalcitrance. The couple dance together, spinning round and round. Dick Pant's call breaks his daydream.
Hold on one second.
Guru Pitka.
No! What the? So, you are the owner of the ice hockey team, the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Actually, it's Leafs.
Who said that? Oh! How did you get there? This little guy scared the crap out of me. Think I'm gonna have to do a panty check. I might have some monkey mustard back there. No, I'm good.
Who is this prick?
Shh.
Well, how do you do? Shrimp?
What'd you call me, Jagamo?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your gnome. Name! You are a midget.
I find that term condescending.
Condescending? That's a big word for you.
The man's an ass.
Your Holiness, you're an expert on love.
Yes, I am.
Why do you think Darren Roanoke threw away his marriage?
Well, in my book, I know you are, but what am I? I explain that when love goes wrong,
nothing goes right.
Yes.
I've read it. It's impressive.
It's nothing short of a masterpiece.
So do you think you can come back with us to Toronto in the team jet?
It's a date.
Is it now?
Wow. This kitten's got a whip. Meow.
This is great, Your Holiness. I can see you now spreading your message of self-love on Oprah.
Oprah!
He's finally here for the first time on The Oprah Show. Welcome, Guru Pitka!
Oprah! Come on, Oprah!
Pitka and Jane travel on a private jet. He's being served a drink.
Oh, hello. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. Mariska Hargitay, thank you for the gift of water.
All right, I'm just going to come out and say it. I find your work really inspiring. I actually went to one of your sutras after my father passed away.
I'm sorry to hear about your father. Have you read my book on the grieving process? It's called What's This? A Dead One of These.
Yes.
Oh, you have?
I especially like the chapter, It Might Just Be Sleeping.
My favorite.
I've read all your books.
Oh, wow.
To tell you the truth, I kind of have a schoolgirl crush.
Oh, really? What does your husband think about this crush?
I'm not married.
Boyfriend?
Nope.
Girlfriend?
Well, I mean, there was one time in college.
Really?
What was that?
I didn't hear anything. Well, it's hard to believe a girl like you can't find a man.
that mean, a girl like me?
Well, come on, I don't have words for it, you know. Nice girl, intelligent, bedroom eyes, pouty lips, great rack, tight bell-shaped ass, thicker than a snicker. Say.
My problem with men is the Bullard curse.
What's a Bullard curse?
My father, Hank Bullard, bought the Leafs in 1967, and we haven't won a Stanley Cup since. So all the men in the city blame me and my family.
Well, as I write in my book, stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself. Why are you still hitting yourself? I explain that people may say bad things about you, but you must never say bad things about yourself. I see someone who's ready for change.
It would just be easier to change if I didn't have to deal with the city that hates me.
Jane, the city of Toronto doesn't hate you.
Oh, yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, no, they don't.
Trust me. At the arena, I had maintenance paint lines to show me where the crowd can't see me.
She recalls fans throwing drinks at her in the ice hockey stadium.
You know, so they don't boo me and throw stuff at my head.
Whoa.
I mean, I didn't even ask for this job. I guess it's just my fate.
Fate is a joke. And as I once read on a wall in a truck stop bathroom in Barstow, the joke is in your hands. Oh my God, I just got that. Oh, well, to be more accurate, the joke was in Rajneesh's hands. What?
In an empty stadium, Roanoke practices shots at the goal. He misses every attempt. His hand starts to shake. Pitka travels across the ice on his motorized cushion.
Nice shooting!
I am His Holiness,
the Guru Pitka.
Look, man, just get back on your pillow, all right? Ain't no connection between my love life and my hockey.
Oh, I'm not here to work with you. I just came by to say hello and goodbye.
Goodbye?
Yeah, I spoke with your wife, Prudence. She broke it off with Grande, and now she wants you back.
Seriously?
Sure, you don't need me. Go back to what you are doing.
With renewed vigor, Roanoke fires more shots at the goal, hitting targets attached around its frame.
Yes! There is one other thing. I lied. Prudence is still with Jacques Grande, and he still has the biggest wiener in hockey.
His puck ricochets off the goal into the face of a man.
Is it true?
Yes, he has a ginormous hog. Do you still think there is no connection between Prudence and how crappy you are playing? Tell me this. Do you want Prudence back?
Of course I do.
Then I need you to write Prudence an apology letter, and I will go deliver it to her. All bids for connection count.
What if it doesn't work?
I can always refund your misery. I was ominous just then.
He drives the cushion off the ice. Roanoke, in temper, throws his hockey stick, hitting the maintenance man again in the face. Lecoq drives a fancy white sports car with a red cock painted on its bonnet through cock-designed gates into the driveway of his imposing house. Pitka and Rajneesh hide in bushes watching him.
Grande's not going to like you talking to Prudence.
I know, but I must deliver this apology letter to her.
Do you think Grande saw us?
Of course not, Rajneesh. We are completely hidden by this bush. May go badly. Keep the elephant running.
Prudence spins in an indoor pool.
Prudence! My little cabbage!
He appears by the pool with a towel for Prudence. Pitka sneaks around the outside of the house, spotting the couple through glass doors. Lecoq has his back to the doors as he massages her.
While I do your calves, I'd like to sing a song by the greatest singer ever from Quebec, Miss Céline Dion. You were my strength when I was weak. You were my voice when I couldn't speak. You were my
Pitka spots a warning sign on the side of the house. Guard rooster, no trespassing. The rooster appears before him and starts to see him off. It flies at Pitka's face. A full-blown struggle ensues outside the glass doors, with feathers flying everywhere. The couple are unaware of the activity taking place outside. Prudence enjoys the massage with her eyes closed and Mrs. Pitka appealing for help through the glass doors.
Give me faith, cause you believe. I'm everything I have because you love me.
That was beautiful.
And now I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Pitka enters the house with the rooster's head between his teeth.
Guru Pitka? What happened to you?
Nothing. Why do you ask? We've not much time. I have an apology letter from Darren. Oh. Well, you know, I got attacked by a rooster, so, you know. Yeah.
So he writes one stupid note and you expect me to take him back?
Perhaps I can change him.
Bing bong. Did someone order the special Quebec pizza? You know, like in the porno. Who is this in my house?
Whoa!
Pitka stares at Lecoq's manhood.
Looks like he's smuggling a schnauzer. You know.
Let me show you how.
Down, boy!
Read the letter.
Nice place, eh?
Yep.
And I gather cheap. So, it's an honor to have you here in my house, Guru Pitka. I think you are an amazing guru and...
Hey, mister. What did you do to my rooster?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Stay away from my girlfriend! The Wolverine. Don't look at me with that tone of voice or I put you in the shirt!
Okay, gotta go. Beat it, I gotta take a dump.
Bodhisattva!
Tabernak!
Pitka greets Roanoke and his mates.
Hello, superstar. Welcome to my new Toronto ashram. Oh, Uncle Jack. Can I get a hand getting off this elephant? Darren, if your Uncle Jack helped you off an elephant, would you help your Uncle Jack off an elephant?
That's funny, dude.
I don't know where I get it. Oh.
So did you give Prudence my apology letter or what?
Yes, of course.
Did it work?
Let me answer it this way.
The elephant that Pitka is sitting on has a poo.
You're an idiot.
Yes, I am. Now, your entourage must stay behind.
No. They protect me.
Well, they didn't protect you from that outfit now, did they?
What? What's wrong with short skin?
More like gay skin, how about? What? Yeah. Snap. Right, let's talk about Jack Grande.
No, leave that man out of this.
You feel inadequate because he has plenty of clarity, organization, charm, and knowledge. GM. Yeah, he's got a lot of that, all right. Therefore, he's able to say to Prudence, be loving and open-hearted with my emotions. GM.
You better stop right there.
Blaum is a good way to remember that. Blaum, yeah. Blaum. Yeah, Blaum. Blaum.
You should stop.
Well, I'm sure you're sick of this. I know Prudence has had it up to here with Grande.
You know what? I can't move my body!
It is an Indian martial art known as how to hurt a guy. I am poking your third eye, and if I twist my thumb, I can make you crap yourself.
So what do you want me to do?
What I need is to get you to follow my method, drama. We must distract you from your emotional pain, regress you back to your childhood. We must adjust your negativity, mature you, and put it all into action. If you follow my method, not only will you win Stanley's Cup, but you will also get Prudence back.
You think this will work?
Depends.
Depends on what?
No, you might want to pick up some depends. I may have twisted my thumb. Yeah, check for coins. Think fast.
Drama!
Drama! India, 15 years ago.
Students, now I am going to teach you the D of drama. Distraction.
He pees in a pot.
Maurice, if Plato, Shakespeare and Einstein were talking about the meaning of life and two elephants started humping outside, even they would rush to the window. It is the ultimate distraction. We shall now compete in a game of tag. It is called Stink Mop. Enter, Sanjay.
Mops are dipped into pots of urine.
Enter, Maurice. Commence. Stink mop.
Pitka competes against another man. They swing their mops at each other. The spectators are sprayed with urine.
Stink mop.
Stink mop!
Maurice, what are you not thinking about?
I am not thinking about my chastity belt.
That is distraction.
Yes, I get it. I am distracted.
Pitka's opponent hits him in the face. He falls to the ground.
Good distraction frees us from emotional pain. Bad distraction gives you a mouthful of whiz.
Once again, I'm Trent Luters, and I'm Jay Kell. Tonight, game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. LA Kings, Toronto Maple Leafs, it's gonna get ugly. Ugly? You wanna hear ugly? And promises I shivved a guy with a sharpened toothbrush because he bogarted the rehab toilet hooch that I'd made from apples and pantyhose. That was ugly. Over to you, Trent.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, guys, read it. Let's rip out their heads and shut down their necks.
Now, the first lesson is distraction. In order to learn distraction, you're not allowed to fight anyone in today's hockey match.
I'm a hockey player. That's what hockey players do. We fight.
It's a problem. Even JZ had 99 of them. And the bitch was not one of them. Now, do you want to win Stanley's Cup?
Yes, I want to win the Stanley Cup.
Then you are not allowed to fight anyone for any reason. Don't fight. Now get out there and don't kill them. What is that?
Corn dog.
What is it? Is it made from dog?
What a freaking idiot.
Is this a dog's tingy?
Am I being punked?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Leafs take the ice.
While staring at the corn dog, Pitka finds inspiration. He approaches the opposition players sitting on the side of the rink.
Hello, Los Angeles Kings. I am His Holiness, the Guru Pitka, and I have a message from Darren Roanoke. He told me to tell you that you're all his bitches, and that you can suck his big, greasy... Mariska Hargitay.
And we're getting ready to drop the puck for game one of the finals. I know I'm excited, Jay. How are you?
I am rigid.
As play begins, the opposition are fired up and aggressive, knocking Roanoke over. Puzzled as to know how to react, he looks at Pitka in the crowd, who is shoveling popcorn into his mouth.
Oh, it's a yard sale!
What? Not to fight. You're not to fight anyone.
He gets to his feet looking annoyed and frustrated. The Kings score a goal. Roanoke has the puck and is making his way down the rink when he is deliberately knocked over. He somersaults over a player.
Oh! Oh!
I would not want to be his nutsack.
They're coming after Roanoke!
Roanoke is slammed into a Perspex barrier.
Superstar, look at your hands.
They're not shaking.
Yes.
Roanoke with the puck. What a pass. Goal. Roanoke may be fighting for his life, but he's playing great. Rob Blake Mike is lucky the refs didn't see that.
But the refs will see that on our post-game highlight reel. That is the Altoids' curiously strong elbow to the face of the game.
Oh, God, am I still dreaming?
No. Why do you ask?
Why'd you tell me not to fight?
Because you are now distracted, therefore playing better. It's the only way.
Yeah, well, I can't keep getting my ass kicked.
Fine. Fight anyone for any reason.
You just said don't fight me. Wait, it's just arbitrary with you.
Of course not. But we will let the dice decide. Yes, it is arbitrary. Fight anyone for any reason.
Roanoke sees Lecoq blowing kisses to Prudence in the crowd.
Fight anyone.
He hurdles the barrier onto the rink and heads for Lecoq standing by his goal.
It's a bench-clearing brawl!
Oh!
Remember, kids, this is not how you play hockey. It's just ugly.
I like it.
With Lecoq pinned to the ice, Roanoke slams his face into the metal goal frame.
That was a good one.
One game suspension, Roanoke.
Way to go, Roanoke. You jagoff.
Him too? Anyone for any reason.
He shoots a puck at the coach, knocking him over.
I love my job! 2 games!
Now it's a 2-game suspension. That would mean Roanoke would be out for game 2 and 3. He couldn't play in game 4. Of course, we don't know if we're going to game 5. 2 and 3, out, can't play in the game. He can watch the game at home, but he can't play. He can pretend to play while he's at home, but he cannot play on the ice in the game that we're watching, which is after this game, because we're in game 1.
You have a firm grasp of the obvious.
As Roanoke is escorted off the ice, he makes eye contact with Prudence, who shakes her head in disgust at him. Pitka to the coach.
Are you all right?
I'd like to thank the Academy. Wow, these things are heavy.
Yeah.
Put me down, a-hole.
Okay.
Hey. And the Kings take the first game of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Damn it. Turk off, relax. Everyone, let's just take a seat.
Inside the coach's tiny office, full of minuscule furniture and a low ceiling, the coach sits at his desk.
First of all, let's agree next time we decide to have a group meeting, we take it in my office. Now, Guru Pitka here obviously has a plan. So, Guru, enlighten us. What is your plan?
Frankly, this is completely unexpected, and I'm scared shitless.
No, no!
Let me at him!
Take it easy, Frodo!
No, get back! No! 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 Hippie queer!
I'll throw a hex on you.
Okay, okay. Isn't there any way that you could skip a step or two?
No way! With drama, there is no shortcuts. We must now take him back to his childhood.
His childhood?
Yes.
His mother only lives an hour away, but he won't allow her to go to the games.
Interesting. He won't allow his mother to come to any of his games.
Come, Rajneesh, a breakthrough!
As he stands up, his head goes through the low ceiling, bringing down some tiles.
Okay, all right.
You're leaving?
Yes.
Where are you going?
To see Darren.
Jane, I promise you, everything will be fine. Come by my ashram and I will explain. Coach Cherkov, I would invite you, but I know you have your meeting with the Lollipop Guild.
As he makes his way out of the tiny glass door, the coach throws a stool at him and then gives him a middle finger gesture.
Why won't you let your mother come to any of your hockey games?
Because, man, I don't play well around her, man. She freaks me out.
Then tomorrow we will go to her.
Oh, hell no! Oh, hell no!
Oh, hell yes!
On a bright summer's day, Roanoke drives Pitka along a country road in his black Bentley.
Woo!
This ain't driving Miss Daisy, man. I'll break your fingers. Okay, yo, this is my street right here. Tonawanda Street.
Tonawanda Street? I know this street.
You do?
Yes. At what number did you live?
53.
Do you know a Dickie Withers at 85?
No.
Well, it does.
Dickie does with her at 85. I own you. Yes, you are laughing. You say you are filled with joy of a child. You are now ready to meet your ma.
Roanoke pulls up outside the Jericho Baptist Church.
I'm warning you, GP. My mom's tough.
Oh, please. How bad can she be?
Raise it up and make a joyful noise.
Oh, I shall not be moved.
No, no.
Oh, I shall not be moved.
No, no.
Lead me to your rock. Where I shall not be. I shall not be moved.
Remember, Darren, you must stand up to her.
Got it.
Baby boy.
Oh, Mom.
Now, why won't you let your mom come see you play?
It's just that you're not always the most supportive, Ma.
Supportive? Pressure makes diamonds.
Pressure also makes rubble.
And after a good whipping, cream rises to the top.
So does scum.
You're the guru, Pitka.
Yes, I am.
You're like the poor man's Deepak Chopra.
Game over.
Oh, Mom, don't.
Do you have something to say to me?
Yes, you do. Yes, go ahead. Yes. You change your hair color? Because it looks nice. We're talking to Carl.
Well, this was fun. And by fun, of course, I mean emotionally scarring.
Oh, I know you are not trying to tell me how to raise my child.
Gotta go.
Superstar, wait.
Whoa! Look at you. You're jumpy. You're like prison bitch jumpy.
I told you that we shouldn't have come here.
No. We have to go back in there and confront your mother.
There has to be another way.
Well, I hear your rapping system are crapping. Okay, there are two ways to regress you. One involves your mother, your shame core, and a grueling process of intense self-examination.
What's the other way?
Well, what does this sound like?
Inside a crowded bar, Roanoke becomes embarrassed as Pitka makes raspberry sounds into a cup.
I am making diarrhea sounds with my cup. I'm regressing you. Someone's in here. Someone's in here. You are laughing.
Why am I laughing? Look what you did to my jacket.
Ball gazer. Oh, go ahead. Oh, you bastard. You totally caught me in a ball gaze. Congratulations. You have been regressed.
I own you.
Yes, you own me.
That was easy.
But with ownership comes responsibility.
It was at this point that I realized that my student was finally shedding his defenses.
What are you doing?
He said while eating a chicken wing.
I am talking into my voiceover machine.
So the Leafs lose game two by a whopping 6-1 score. The Leafs look rattled without Roanoke.
It's Darren Roanoke.
You mean Rowan Choke, more like.
That's great. Nice hat. I had a hat like that once.
Yeah?
Then my mom got a job.
Looks like I'm gonna have to shove these love beads someplace special.
Oh, you got a problem.
No. Let me handle this. There are two things about violence they teach you when becoming a guru. The first thing is, an eye for an eye leaves everyone blind. The second thing is, never ever watch the bottle.
Pitka tosses a beer bottle into the air. As the men gaze up at it, Pitka and Roanoke punch the men in the face. They fall over backwards, knocking into innocent bystanders, who then get embroiled into the fight.
You son of a bitch! It's a boar fight!
Everyone in the bar starts fighting. Pitka and Roanoke are in the thick of it. Chairs are being smashed over people's heads. A young girl dressed in pretty pink clothes and a party hat holds Pitka still as her friend with long blonde hair and pigtails repeatedly punches him in the face. As he falls to the floor, they start kicking him.
Down! Watch out! Well done! Nice job!
Pitka, Roanoke, along with the two men who they started the fight with, are thrown out of a window. They all laugh as one of the men pulls a large piece of glass out of his temple and Pitka a wooden pole from his rear.
Niagara Falls is amazing.
Darren, just because your mother only loved you when you achieved doesn't mean that Prudence will only love you when you achieve.
I was afraid that Prudence would leave me if I didn't win the Stanley Cup. So I left Prudence first.
That's it! However, we must confront your mother.
Prudence always wanted me to stand up to my mom.
I know.
Miss Prudence. Mr. Connection.
Ah, connection.
Yeah. Making love, falling asleep in each other's arms. Sometimes we'd wake up a couple hours later and be like we're the only two people in the world. Prudence would stare into my eyes and she'd say,
"Damn."
Damn. Sort of became my song.
You are a very lucky man. I would like to have a damn moment like that someday.
How can you be the love guru if you've never been in a relationship?
Well, there is someone I like. But until I learn to love myself, I can only go out with three girls named Anne.
Three girls named Anne?
Yeah. Anne Visible, Anne Flatable, and Anne Job. Well, you know I deflect because of the pain.
Gotta get my girl back, GP. Otherwise, what am I going to do with this?
I have two tattoos. One tattoo is the drama tattoo, which signifies the self-determinist philosophy of the Tugan Maputa ashram.
And what's the other tattoo?
Daffy Duck pushing a lawnmower through my pubes. Look, he's dancing. Yeah, right?
Ballgazer! Oh, my God! There you go!
The ballgazing student has become the ballgazing master.
Jane arrives at Guru Pitka's ashram, wearing a figure-hugging black dress. She is shown into a room where Pitka and Rajneesh are jamming together.
Saying I love you is not the words I want to hear from you.
It's not that I want you not to say, but if you only knew
how it would be to show me how you feel. More than words is all you have to do to make it real. Then you wouldn't have to say that you love me, 'cause I'd already
thank you, Speedy. That's great. Mishka Hargate. That's great.
That was lovely. But we need to talk about Darren. This is a disaster. He's my
Jane,
only...
Jane, do you trust me?
I do trust you. I'm not really sure why.
It's the beard. It makes me look like Santa. And by the way, you look breathtaking.
Thank you.
As do I. Come. My staff has prepared a lovely meal.
Wow.
Right? I am so hungry I could eat a skunk's bottom. Which is a lot like calamari. But that's not what we're having tonight. Rajneesh will now prepare a dish made of two lychees wrapped in a doughy pouch. It's called Kartapal Biragalapat.
What's that mean?
Nuts in a sling.
Oh, thanks, but I'll pass.
Very well. I'll have your nuts in a sling. Cough. Reject this man. Not fit for military service.
Would you like your nuts to be crushed?
Doesn't everyone? Who is this guy?
Ow!
Geronimo! That is our safe word. Now we get the nuts nice and hot so they tighten up and get firm.
Ooh. Oh.
Ooh. Ooh. That's good. Feels good. I mean, tastes good. I mean, what?
You want curlies on your nuts?
Do I look like a child? Of course I want curlies on my nuts.
Don't forget your pickle.
Would you like some soup instead?
Yes.
Rajneesh, I'd like an alligator soup and make it snappy. Because alligators are snappy, and at the same time, I want it prompt. Here it is. There's your soup. Watch out. It's dangerous. Bob-um. Bob-um, bob-um, bob-um. You're as cute as pie.
Oh, I haven't laughed like this in such a long time.
Why not?
It's hard to laugh when men only see you as some curse.
Jane, there is no curse. You're just afraid of intimacy or intimacy. Remember, being vulnerable is being woundable. I say take the risk.
Well, that's easy to say and hard to do.
Is it? Mm-hmm. What's the downside of throwing away your fear? The only way out is in.
I think I'm about to risk something. What's wrong?
We can't do this.
What? You tell me to be vulnerable and then you turn around and wound me?
I can explain.
Okay, go ahead.
I can't explain.
I should go.
No, Jane, wait. Jane! Jane!
Game three here in Los Angeles. The LA Kings have beaten the Leafs. They are one game away from a Stanley Cup victory. They can't be happy in the Leafs locker room right now.
I'm sorry, I blacked out for a second. Have they dropped the puck?
Damn it! We're down three games because you decided you couldn't win without Roanoke. And you're just a stupid rich girl. You were born on third and you think you had a triple. You don't know hockey.
Are you finished?
No! Now I'm finished. A picker.
Yes?
What's the capital of Thailand?
Bangkok?
Exactly.
Oh, my Sharif, my balls! Oh, my balls, you prick!
Stay down, bitch.
Okay.
Jane, wait!
He's right. I'm just a stupid rich girl about to be a huge failure.
Failure? There's no such thing as failure. Only early attempts at success.
You know what? I hired you to fix Darren Roanoke. Do your job.
Your Holiness, I spoke with the producers at Oprah, and if they don't see Darren and Prudence together by the next game, your spot will go to Deepak.
But Darren is not ready. He must truly deal with his mother. And I will not take a shortcut.
Take a shortcut! Do you want to be the next Deepak Chopra or not?
Inside a busy nightclub, Lecoq, wearing a long fur coat, grooves enthusiastically to the music. Prudence looks on slightly bemused. Pitka and Rajneesh peer around the curtain on the stage, but the DJ is playing the music. They are spying on Lecoq.
Babu, you cannot take a shortcut.
But I need to become the next Deepak Chopra.
But how will you get Grande away from Prudence?
I have one idea that just might work. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the incredible Miss Celine Dion!
Celine, it is my day of lucky!
Is that all right? I troubled to get to you. Is that all right?
What do you have?
A martini.
Jacques Grande. Is he Mr. Right or Mr. Right Now?
They glance over to Lecoq, who is dancing manically to the music.
Jacques and I get along just fine.
You have what we call in the guru business, love without knowledge. But what you had with Darren is love with knowledge, a real connection. Come by my ashram tomorrow at noon. I will show you a Darren who has completely changed.
Do you think he's really changed? I mean, he can't even play in front of his own mother. She's like kryptonite to him.
Can't play in front of his mother.
Hey!
I said stay away from the girl.
Rajneesh, let's make like a baby and head out.
Damn her neck!
So you went to see your mother?
Yes.
But did you stand up to her?
He doesn't have to stand up to his mother.
Yes, no. He does.
Not now, Kato.
Now, aren't there a few more steps in your drama plan?
Yes, maturity and action.
Beat it, Rajneesh. Yes, we did maturity and action. M&A spells Ma, and we went to Buffalo and we saw his Ma.
Right. See? You see, I left because I was scared that if I didn't win the Stanley Cup, you would leave me.
I don't care if you win the Stanley Cup.
Can you forgive me?
Of course I can forgive you.
Yeah! Stick a fork in them. They're done.
Shampoo's wishes!
It would be great if he could stick around for a while. You know, just to make sure
Darren's
okay.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, business. Yes.
Would His Holiness staying on qualify as an extension?
Pants. Shaket bavakasha.
Because if that were the case, we would refuse payment.
Of course I'll stay, Jane.
Until we get the call from Oprah.
Go to your naughty mat, Dick.
Ms. Bullard?
Pitka looks longingly at Jane.
Your Holiness, mark my words, this shortcut will haunt you.
Congratulations.
Well done.
They toast the reunited couple.
Game four, here in Los Angeles, the Kings are one win away from a Stanley Cup victory.
Roll and jump! Roll and jump! Roll and jump!
Prudence and Roanoke kiss before the start of the game.
This is it, folks. Game four. If Roanoke doesn't pull through, it's all over for the Leafs. Roanoke with the puck. He shoots. He scores. Yeah.
Wasting no time after his suspension, he is back.
The end of game four, and the Leafs take it 2-0. Thanks to Roanoke, the Leafs advance to game five.
Go Leafs.
Game five here in Los Angeles. Can the Leafs do it again? Roanoke just playing amazing. Goal! And game five goes to the Leafs. An incredible comeback. Thanks to Roanoke, the Leafs have got the Kings on the run. And look at this crowd. They are guru crazy.
Tattoo artist creates an image of Pitka's face on a fan's chest. Magazine cover headlines, Pitka takes on Chopra, Guru Wars, and Guru Pitka's 4 days to great abs.
Game six here in Toronto. Beautiful pass.
No.
Roanoke on a breakaway. Five-hole trap. Grande saves. Roanoke denied.
Once again, I'm Trent Luters.
And I'm Jay Kell. Now, Roanoke fell for the five-hole trap. For those of you who don't know what that is, allow me to Kellistrate. There are four holes, one for each corner. The five hole is here, between the legs. You can try to beat him here, or here, or even way down here.
Thanks, Jay. Let's get back to the action.
Will be in Toronto. It's down to one game.
Get me out of here, Briggs.
Champion, I just got the call. You are 100% booked on Oprah.
Great. I got on Oprah, right?
I'm the next Deepak Chopra, right?
You are.
He's definitely in.
Doesn't feel good, does it?
Get off my tits!
Congratulations. Darren and Prudence are back together. We got a shot at winning the cup, and you got an Oprah. I suppose all that's left is...
the check.
Oh. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, my pretty. Ms. Bullard, it has been terrific. Now, if any of your other players have any professional catastrophe, personal pain, or a drug addiction, please do not hesitate to call. Your Holiness, the check, and I will be in the car. Cheerio.
Bye. I guess you got everything you wanted.
Not everything, Jane.
Well, say there was this guru, say. And this guru was, you know, handsome, you know, had a nice gleam in his eye, a nice tuck in his butt, say. And say this guru, maybe not me, maybe somebody else, had a certain vow.
What kind of vow?
Forget about it. Just etch a sketch everything I was saying. Shh, shh, shh. Mariska Hargitay.
Mariska Hargitay.
Jane's sad as Pitka leaves her office. Fed up, she flops face down onto the sofa she's sitting on.
Well, here we go. Game 7. It all comes down to this, ladies and gentlemen. Who do you like tonight, Jay? Jay?
I like the Christmas babies, Trent. And I like the way my skin feels when I'm wearing my rainbow jacket.
He mimics a robot.
By your command.
You're back on drugs, aren't you?
Yes, I am! Asshole face man! By the power of Gehar, I command thee to vanish!
Let's see what's happening ringside.
No!
Well, here comes Lucy the elephant.
I cannot be killed but with fire!
The DeLuca Brothers Circus is coming to town. Isn't that just adorable? Well, whoever wins tonight walks away Stanley Cup champion.
Listen up. It's down to one game. And we've got the momentum!
Inside the King's locker room.
Why you got your heads down, Tabernak? We can beat these clowns.
Besides, I still have a few trick on my sleeve.
Flight 22 to Chicago is now boarding at gate 5.
Our plane leaves in 20 minutes. The people at Oprah are very excited.
That's great.
Ladies and gentlemen, here to sing the Star Spangled Banner, mother of Leaf Center Darren Roanoke, Lillian Roanoke.
That's Darren's mother! Quickie pudding!
Oh, say can you see early light.
As his mother sings, Roanoke's hand starts to shake uncontrollably.
Hey! Roanoke is freaking out!
What do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
No, no! Nothing to see here. Our plane is about to leave for Oprah, and we have to go realize every dream we've ever had.
I am not going with you, Dick.
Oh, no! No!
No!
If you don't get on that plane, I will take 60% of the ashram!
Fine. I don't need material things. I was put on this earth to spread a message of peace and love.
Give me that ticket!
Oh,
give me
that. No, please! No. Oh, shit! You will never be the next Deepak Chopra!
Pitka rushes through the airport with his suitcase, returning momentarily to Dick Pant's side to collect a cake that he had ordered from the adjacent food outlet.
At the end of the first period, the Kings lead the Leafs 1-0. And the question on everyone's mind is, where's Roanoke?
Baby, are you all right?
I can't play in front of you, Ma.
Oh, it's all my fault for not putting more pressure on you to succeed.
Pitka makes his way through the airport on his motorized cushion.
Five of them. Yes.
Hello?
Jane, I'm on my way.
I thought you said he was cured.
I was wrong. Tell Coach Turkot to buy some time.
Okay.
please make sure it's locked, sir. Please, over there. On the left. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Dell Computers, this is Chip.
Rajneesh, wait a second. Who is Chip?
I took another job.
Rajneesh?
You have to come meet me.
I must finish my job with Darren.
You're back, Bubble!
Yes!
Bodhisattva!
Jane hurries through the stands at the rink to abuse from the crowds.
You suck, Bubble!
No, you suck! You can say bad things about me, but I won't say bad things about myself. So guess what? You can all just kiss my Canadian ass!
Coming.
Are you as turned on as I am right now?
You're a bad, bad person.
I'll take that as a yes.
Pika's coming. Just stop. Ew!
Hey, Ref! Time out!
Police called their last time out!
Aaron! Come on, baby.
Jane!
You lied to me.
Yes, I only pulled away from you because of this.
He reveals his chastity belt to Jane.
My name is the Guru Pitka, and I wear a chastity belt.
So, you didn't reject me. You're just devoted to a higher purpose.
Yes, Jane. Superstar, it's me, Guru Pitka!
Good luck. He won't even let me in.
He looks smugly at Roanoke's mother as the door is opened for him.
Darren, I took a shortcut with you, and I'm sorry. Now, what is it you can't face?
What did you just say to me?
What is it you can't face?
I can't face my mom.
Then that's what you have to face.
Will you help me?
I can't. You're on your own when it comes to your mother. Darren, the only way out is in.
Jubilant Pitka leads Roanoke to his mother.
What the hell happened to you?
Ma! I'm a grown man, and I can take it from here. I love you.
I love you, baby boy.
Mother and son embrace.
Now, how long will it take you to get dressed and get down to the ice?
5 minutes.
Well, you better hurry up, because there's only 6 minutes left in the game.
Go, baby boy, go!
I think I made a happy wee-wee. Yeah.
Rajneesh leads the elephant across a busy road to the ice stadium.
Action picks up here in Game 7 with only 31 seconds left to go.
Coach, I'm ready.
Get in there.
Darren Roanoke is in the game.
Roanoke's mother, Prudence, Pitka and Jane cheer him on from the stands.
Hey, Rob Blake. First thing they teach you about hockey is never ever watch the puck.
As his opponent watches the puck, Roanoke skates skillfully down the rink at great speed, takes control of the puck, and fires it through Lecoq's legs and into the net.
Roanoke's going for the ice slam! We're all tied up, folks! With only 8 seconds left!
Regaining control of the puck, he charges down the rink.
This is it, folks! Roanoke on the breakaway to Seven Grande! With 1 second left, it's a penalty shot! Roanoke could win the Stanley Cup here!
Hey! Listen, Darren. I know we are rivals, but fate chose these sides, not us. So, before you take this shot, I just need to say... Damn. Show it to me.
A flashback. Lecoq and Prudence in a bedroom.
Damn.
I don't know what Grande just said to Roanoke, but he is now out to lunch.
Superstar, what did he say to you?
He said damn.
Damn. Quaking pudding, that's not good. Chukov, call a timeout.
We're out of timeout.
Just buy us some time.
He needs a distraction. Jane, follow me. He's got to take the shot now.
I promised myself I'd never do this.
Hey, Rat! I'm having a heart attack! Hey!
Get out of the way! Coach! Coach! Get the crash kit!
Sir, may I borrow your elephant, Lucy?
Sure.
Bodhisattva!
Come, come!
Rajneesh with the elephant hears Pitka's cries. They make their way to him through the stadium foyer.
Clear!
Uh-oh.
An ambulance man uses a defibrillator on the coach. His little body shoots across the ice into the goal, his arms on fire. Rajneesh rolls out a red carpet onto the ice. Jane leads Lucy the elephant, followed by Pitka on his elephant across the carpet onto the rink. Pitka's elephant holds Lucy's tail in his trunk. Roanoke, with his back to the elephant, stands on the ice still quivering.
Get busy, buddy.
Pitka's elephant rises up onto its hind legs and mounts Lucy. Pitka clings onto his seat as the two elephants make love, rocking in time with the music. The spectators look on open-mouthed in astonishment. In a bar showing the ice hockey game on screen, the crowd are watching on in disbelief.
8 seconds!
What do you make of this?
I think they're doing it, Trent. I think they're doing it hard. Let's go to the Kellistrator.
Roanoke turns to see the commotion going on behind him. His eyes widen in amazement.
The ultimate distraction!
With the fornication complete, the elephant dismounts.
Post-ejaculation, the barbs at the tip of the penis retract. Bing, bam, boom, you got a baby pachyderm. Back to you, Trent.
Now, what happens if you don't score this goal?
I'd still be a hero. To me.
Yes!
G-U-R-U-T-M.
Go get him!
With a determined glint in his eye, Roanoke lines himself up before Lecoq in goal.
Come on, Roanoke! Let's go!
Roanoke picks up speed and skates skillfully with the puck towards his rival in the goal.
Five hole! Five hole trap!
With a precision strike, he slams the puck into the top right-hand corner of the net. Furious, Lecoq falls to the ground.
The Toronto Maple Leafs have won the Stanley Cup!
As Roanoke, his teammates and the fans celebrate, Lecoq humbly salutes him.
Woo! The curse is over for the Leafs and I need to sleep!
In his excitement, the commentator falls backwards off of his chair. Inside the locker room, Roanoke holds the large silver trophy high above his head.
Maurice!
Deepak Chopra!
Oprah called me and she said you cancelled. I told her she should give you another chance. As great as you are, I don't need to become the next Deepak Chopra.
I am the first Guru Pitka!
You are free. You're a good man, Deepak Chopra.
Hey, Pitka. Sorry I punched you in the nuts.
That's okay. Give me a hug. If you ever sucker punch me again, I'll kick your ass all the way back to the Keebler factory. Give me a pound. Lock it down. Break the pickle. Tickle, tickle.
You.
No, you.
Oh, come on now, you.
No, you.
Hold on.
Pitka and Roanoke embrace, then courteously bow to one another. On a beach in India, present day.
And so our story ends where it all began.
here in the tiny Indian village of Haran Makista, in the valley of Lenten Mabeli.
Oh, hey.
Maurice.
Oh, my God. You look so beautiful.
Thank you. Maurice, you have finally learned to love yourself. You may now renounce your vow of chastity.
May I have the key?
Jane sniggers behind her hand as Pitka drops his trousers.
There is no key. There never was. There's a snap in the back.
Guru Tugamapuda releases the catch. The chastity belt drops to the ground.
Thank you, Guru Tugamapuda. Yeah. Are you leaving?
The last rule of Guru is to rid student of the need of Guru.
Yes, of course.
Okay. See you.
Doesn't work sometimes.
So, what do you want to do now?
Well, I've been wearing this belt since I was 12 years old. What do you think I want to do now? I want to sing!
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the bumper tits of love. Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight worker. I get my loving on the run.
Dressed in traditional Indian clothing, dances and sings with a group of other young women on the beach.
He's a picker, he's a cleaner, he's a lover, he's a singer. He plays his music in the sun.
I'm a joker, I'm a smoker,
I'm a midnight
boogie. I get my loving on the run.
As the residents of the village dance and sing together on the beach, Coach Punch Cherkov sits on a cushion smoking from a hookah. Overwhelmed by its effects, he keels over backwards. Pitka scoops Jane into his arms and kisses her passionately on the lips. Then in a puff of smoke, they disappear. Audio described by Penelope Parisi on behalf of MCS Agency. An outtake of Coach Punch Cherkov standing in a room full of men.
Hey, Peter, can we move the camera in? All I can see is asses.
Now you know what it's like.
The end.